State officials say many growers affected by recent storms and floods are reporting either total crop loss or the explosive growth of weeds. The options are to replant late in the season or try to salvage what's left for harvest. Bob Italia, the Wisconsin Agricultural Statistics Service, says it's unclear what the state's acreage is currently because surveyors gathered data in the first week of June, right before the floods hit. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture is relaunching its survey efforts.
Where there was flooding, you know, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, Missouri, some of these other states, they're going to go back out this month and interview farms that were affected and find out what actually is going to be harvested and what's been replanted and get some updated data. We've got, I think, 400 areas that we have to visit.
Italia says the revised acreage report is due to be released August 6th. One area that will be resurveyed is Sauk County, which saw some of the heaviest rainfall during June. Kurt Norgard of the county's Farm Service Agency says at least half of the county's farmers were affected. He says while ag surveyors track damages for official acreage reports, farmers were advised to do so for their long-term benefit.
Farm-related, ag-related, and just keep good production records, just try to align themselves with future assistance that may become available through the Farm Service Agency.
Norgard says there are provisions for permanent disaster relief in the latest farm bill that was passed last May. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.